Well, let's talk about your quilt. Tell me about Hope.
Hope. Well, Hope, I always have hope. You know, once I got here and I started learning about recovery, I got involved in the recovery services. I'm going to meetings. I've been in this group called Hearts, and it's a group of recovery, but also it's a group of God, you know, about hope. I don't know, but I'm a big believer in hope and God. And when Chaplain Burns called us, and we had a meeting with a lady from Sacred Thread Ladies, and she said something about how she was expressing her feelings in material, and I, this picture, my quilt, it was actually in some magazine. It's not my inspiration, you know, not all of it. It was my making, but I saw this picture in a magazine, and I really, really see what I wanted to say in my quilt, because it really reflect my feelings. And all, like I said in my essay, these ribbons, I want them to represent the razor wire around this person that is all, you know, around us, that it doesn't allow us to get out of here. The different patches in the quilt are the different stages in my life. It's been always up and down, and then the stitches around it is like the way I've been crawling out of, you know, my problems, my downs, how I've been getting up somehow. And this part here is like the lie. The lie that I learned to see here in this place, thanks to the chaplains here, to recovery services, like I said before, and this bird, I want to be me. To me, that's an eagle. That's a bird that I really admire. I love the way it soared through the air. And I believe I include a Bible verse in my essay, what it says, something in Isaiah 40:53, I believe. I'm not sure about it. But it says, you know, that whoever has hope in the Lord will walk and don't get tired, will run and don't get faint, something like that, will soar the sky like an eagle and won't ever get tired. And that's how I feel I'm going to be when I get out of here, like an eagle, because I got the opportunity to learn about myself. And I feel that I'm gaining the tools to make my life change. So that's what my quilt was, you know, what I want my quilt to represent.
So what was your favorite part of making the quilt?
First of all, this is my very first quilt. I didn't know anything about quilting. Now I'm learning, because I work in a stitching post, and I'm learning the art of quilting, because I find out that this is an art. It's really an art. Before I thought it was just pieces. It didn't make no sense to me, you know, people ripping apart pieces of material and then putting them back together. But now I find out that it's really an art. And my favorite part of making this quilt was, you know, that I had a chance to express myself. Yeah, and it really helped me. Sometimes when I was making it, because it took me months to do it, Because like I said, I didn't have anything, any knowledge about quilting. And my favorite part was that I had to express, that I was able to express my feelings to it. And that bird, I love that bird.
So how did you feel when your quilt got accepted into Sacred Threads?
I feel excited. I never thought I was going to make it. I feel really excited. I never thought I was going to make it. I mean, there are quilters here that are really knowledgeable people about quilting. And some of them were in this, in Sacred Threads. So I never thought my quilt was going to make it. Never. And when I was called for Ms. Wright to let me know about the interview, about you coming here, I was really surprised, because I said, well, I tried not to do anything wrong. Why the warden's office is calling for me? I knew it wasn't anything wrong, but when I got here, I was kind of nervous. But she said, well, first of all, you're not in trouble, and second, it's something good. And she said, letting me know what was it about, so I got excited. Yes. And she also told me that not to be afraid, and that it wasn't forced, that if I wanted to, that it was my decision, something that is not usual here to make our own decisions.
I'm glad you decided to come and do the interview.
I'm glad too. I am, because it was something else that I asked her when I was here. I asked her. I know it's a childish. It was a childish question, because like she said, I asked her if my daughters were going to be, able to see this this interview, and she said, "Of course, if they got a computer, they will." And of course, I mean, but it was just I can see them. I can, they're back in Mexico, and I can. I'm not in touch with them, but by mail. And to me, it was special. It was like the main thing about this interview, that they will be able to see me there. Mm-hmm.